The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 111, and I'm here with my co-host and brother, Rylan, as always.
Well, where's the DNA test at?
I don't know.
That proves it. But, yeah, episode 111, we're moving up there, like always. I like seeing this episode, like the number just grow. It's cool to watch.
It is. It's growing fast, like ever since we hit... like 100, it just went by really fast.
Yeah, it has. Maybe because we've, you know, released more and more
episodes. Trying to grind some, get more episodes out, but yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, before this episode starts, join our Discord, like always. Gosh, you know this one.
But they don't.
Over 20,000 people listen to us a week. Yes, I said 20,000. That's ridiculous.
That's crazy, dude. Like, I can't believe we got 20,000 downloads in the past week.
And not too long ago, like, we were only averaging, like, 14,000.
Yeah, 20,000. That's just hard to think about. Like, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, I know. That's ridiculous.
And for them not to join our Discord is even more ridiculous.
Yeah, 20,000 people know what's in the Discord.
All right. Up first, we have canceled Crash 5 and Spyro crossover detailed.
Get a drink of water real quick.
Yep.
Make sure to stay hydrated, everyone.
Yeah.
I got here new details about the rumored Crash Bandicoot 5 has now surfaced online, and they are truly amazing. To start, the details come by way of a new video from YouTube channel Did You Know Gaming. Speaking of YouTube channel, make sure to follow me and Ashton's personal YouTubes
and the link in the description.
Yeah, that says here, which detailed the concept for Crash 5, including a proposed crossover with Spyro the Dragon. Oh yeah,
goaty.
Who doesn't love Spyro? It says here, as well as, the shortcomings of Crash Team Rumble, among other details. It's, a truly fantasizing video. I mean, I'd say, because Crash and Spyro are both in it.
Yeah.
says here, ripe with information and testimony from developers that make it worth the watch. Crash 5, you know, had two concepts in the works. As revealed in the video, Crash Bandicoot 5, you know, had, you know, two separate concepts in the works prior to the cancellation. The first concept would see, you know, Crash return to the Academy of Evil, a famous location in the Crash, Twinsanity. Those plot elements from Twinsanity would be explored again per, you know, the reveal, with the larger segment of the Academy of Evil, you know, serving as a hub world of sorts. A hub world, so like a spawn point or something.
Yeah, basically like where you go, like a world that centers all of the other levels, so you just go back to that world after each level.
Yeah, so like a little spawn point, I guess.
Yeah.
It says here, the faculty of the school would be, you know, previous Crash villains in the game would have taken cues from the psycho, the G, I can't tell, because there's a little, like, the red line. I think it's psycho guts. Psychon guts.
Psychonauts.
Knots. I can't tell because... But it says here, by allowing Crash to explore the innermost turmoil of his enemies via a journey through their minds. For example, he's going to be able to go like through the minds of his villains?
I guess he would have if they didn't cancel the game.
Why would they cancel it?
Because they suck.
I mean, I would have loved to see Spyro and Crash. That would have got sales.
It's not the first time they would have collabed. Because the two have always been closely related because they were both PlayStation exclusives back in the day. So they've had crossovers before. I know I remember having, they had a two-game crossover. It was Crash Purple and Spyro Orange. So, you know, their two main colors switched because they were, you know, collabing or whatever. And that was on the Game Boy Advance that I played those. So it's not the first time they have or would have crossed over.
Yeah, but still, this would have sold good.
Oh, yeah, I would have bought it. Definitely.
I would have loved to try it out. Would have been nice, but no.
But they said they canceled it because Crash... They said Crash 4 had poor sales, but I believe Crash 4 sold, like, 16 million or something like that. So,
that's 4?
Yeah, that was 4. So I don't know how they said that... I don't know how that's... Bad sales.
I don't. Yeah, how is that like poor sales? 16 million people bought the game, and even more people are still getting it. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I personally haven't played it, but that's because I want to replay the first three first, and then play the fourth one.
That's wow. That's not bad.
No, no, not at all.
I get like God of War Ragnarok stuff sold more like that, but what do you expect?
Yeah, like Crash 4 is not on the same level as like Ragnarok or Tears of the Kingdom, you know, it's not the same level. Like, yeah, it's a good game, but it's not that type
not
of hype
there.
Behind that
there.
Game.
Like Mario and all that. Like,
right.
Just this type of
like
game.
Like, it used to be not... back in the day. Like, that.
But it's not
this now. Was. PlayStation's Mario. Spyro and Crash was PlayStation's Mario back in the day, but you know, they sold the IP since then, and since then they haven't had much games except for here recently, so they're not... A lot of the newer players that are playing them don't know who Crash or Spyro is anymore.
I know, because they don't get much attention anymore.
Right.
But I got here, speaking of like the journey going through your minds. For example, Pinstripe would return and Crash would go through a 1930s era gangster level while exploring his past. Whatever a gangster level is.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. Eventually, though, you know, those ideas expanded greatly and shifted into a potential collaboration with Spyro. In, you know, that context, Yuka? Is it Yuka or Yuka?
I'm not actually sure. I'd say Yuka
would be the antagonist, and via an interdimensional portal. Oh, heck yeah. It says the world of Crash and Spyro will cross over. I kind of know, like, you know how, like, the two games kind of look similar and crap because of the time?
Right, yeah.
What if they were there's the same world, just different storylines?
That would be cool.
Like, that's what I was thinking. I was like, what if there's, like, it's just the same world or something? But I hear the worlds of Crash and Spyro, you know, crossover, the two video game mascots would join forces, take down Yuka. It's a weird name. With both characters being playable. Additionally, it was revealed that, you know, there would be a team up moves. So you could do special moves such as Crash riding Spyro or Spyro carrying Crash. Apparently, it would have been a darker sequel with an emphasis on exploring the lore of both universes. So what the heck happened? I'm wondering the same thing. That's bull.
Well, what I would say is Toys for Bob left Activision, so
yeah,
that's probably why.
Bull.
Wow.
Because Toys for Bob is who made the remake of the trilogy of both Spyro and Crash, yeah. And then they made Crash 4. So them leaving probably had a lot to do with it.
Probably. Says here, unfortunately, Crash 5, you know, never went past its pre-production state. According to the video scales for Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time, are to blame. It says here that's because, you know, prior to Crash 4 release, the first three Crash games got a re-release via the Insane Trilogy. Me and Ash talked a lot about that.
Yes.
To date, that collection has topped over 20 million in global sales. However, Crash 4 did not experience the same level of success. Crash 4 sold 402,000 digital units over its first month in release. That's not even bad.
No, it's not.
It's a lot of people. Like, that is a lot of people. And it says here, the Insane Trilogy topped, 520,000 units in just one day on the market. But that's one Crash game compared to three, like, in total.
Right.
Because the Insane Trilogy,
it was three games in one.
Yeah, it was three games in one. So what do you really expect? People who, you know, have played, like, certain Crash games, I think, get to play, you know, maybe, say if they play Crash 2 and 3, but never got to play 1 with the first one.
Yeah.
They're just going to buy that, and then they can play all three of them. Like, of course, I'd say that's going to get more attention, the Insane Trilogy.
Well, yeah, and then especially, like, a lot of older players that played the original ones would buy those to play the remastered versions, and then of course you'd still have, like, new gamers also playing those for the first time.
Yeah. So, of course, I figured, of course, it's going to be better. It's going to be more popular.
Right, and like you said, three games in one. For the same price as one game.
So, of course, it's going to get more attention than, you know, Crash 4.
Right.
It says here, though, that simply wasn't good enough in the eyes of Activision, so the project was shelved in the favor of multiplayer games as a service. Okay, so it says here also, that leads us to where we are now with no Crash 5 and certainly no Spyro sequel either. Perhaps one day, you know, these concepts will be revisited. I hope. And it says here, as they truly are unique and it would have brought both series into the modern age. However, until then, all we have is concepts by some really creative folks. It sucks they did cancel this because that would be a good game, I feel like.
I think so.
It said there's like combo moves they could do and certain other stuff.
Yeah, a bunch of cool stuff.
You could like ride Spyro if you're Crash. And so that's like, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Hopefully one day.
Yeah, I hope. That'd be cool. Be fun to play.
Definitely.
I wonder if it would be co-op or not, because, you know, there's two, you can play as two players. I wonder if one of them could play as Spyro and the other could play as Crash, maybe?
Maybe.
See, that would be a good idea.
That would be a good idea. Yeah, that'd be cool. You should. You should go make Crash 5.
Hell yeah.
All right, moving on. GameStop announces the launch of new retro GameStop stores.
That sounds awesome.
Definitely.
Because I see here it's going to, like, it's all the older ones from the, like, the Game Boy and stuff, all the way up to the PS3 and 360.
Yes. Yep.
It's from those generations, like around that. Yep. So I got here GameStop, the controversial retailer that, you know, got shut down in the mall that was near me.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I hate that. That was the only reason I went to that mall.
That's the only reason I ever went to a mall, period.
Yeah, same. Oops, let's school shopping for me, but yeah, that's basically the only reason I went. But it says here, you know, that was recently behind the closure of Blood Magazine, Game Informer, rest in peace.
Yeah, good. I found the website, though, just real quick. I found the website that has all the issues. You can download them on your phone if you wanted to.
But that's not the same.
I know. I thought about just like printing them out so I'd have a physical copy. But
you gotta have that expensive paper.
I know, the good paper.
But it says here, you know, they had just announced, you know, the launch of several retro GameStops. They're scared of being shut down. So they're doing,
I know,
this.
They're doing all kinds of crap trying to keep from being shut down.
I don't want to see GameStop shut down.
I don't either. That'd be stupid. I mean, I haven't been in one for a couple of years because there's, like I said, the closest one to me is like 30 minutes, so I haven't been to
really
one. So I buy most of my games online, but
like PC and stuff.
Well, PC, and then if I buy a physical copy, I just order it from Amazon, or I would go to Walmart here in town and get it.
Yeah. See, what they should do, they should go to that Walmart and put a GameStop in it.
They should. Right beside of it, like how Fayetteville has a GameStop right beside it.
Yeah.
Right beside the Walmart, like, there.
There's a Walmart in Beckley, like, literally down that hill, there's a GameStop, like,
yeah,
right beside it.
Yep.
But I got here, in the United States, you know, where people will be able to purchase classic games for a range of old consoles. Not just the games in general, but you can get the consoles as well.
Right.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see. Because I'm going to come back up there eventually. Probably whenever I get my schooling figured out and stuff.
Yeah, whenever.
Probably when I'll come back up. I don't know, though. I'll see.
Okay. It
says here, the announcement was made yesterday on Twitter, with the company tweeting the classics are back, with new retro GameStops are now spawning near you. The announcement linked to a store locator included a set of images with a list of consoles that would reportedly be in stock. The list of the platforms include the NES, the SNES, the Game Boy Advance, the Game Boy, the Nintendo 64.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Nintendo DS, the Wii U, Nintendo GameCube, Xbox, the original Xbox, obviously. The Xbox 360, the PS1, PS2, PS3, PS Vita. Oh, yeah, the Vita. I wonder if the PSP is going to be there, too.
I don't know. It's not in the list, but I don't know how they would have the PS Vita and not the PSP.
Yeah, because I see the Vita, I'm like, that's newer, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I think they're going to... I think they just forgot to list it.
Probably. I don't know why you would forget the one of the best consoles of all time. But...
I don't know. But, and then also the Sega Genesis. Me and Ashton talked about that not too long ago, too.
We did.
In the dream. Because it was about... I forgot what topic was it on. And also the Sega Saturn as well.
Yeah.
So in other words, there are absolutely no Atari platforms listed at the moment. It's rough. Sorry, Atari.
Yeah, but I mean, Atari's getting, what, the 2600 or whatever the crap it is, remake.
Atari's ancient.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but here, Atari's games, like, they're just too outdated for me.
Yeah, they are. They're really outdated. That was like the first console, like, ever.
One of them.
Wasn't it? Like the first home console, really.
I don't think it was the very first one, but it was like the most popular first ones. Yeah.
But it says here, for the news that GameStop will be stocking retro games will, you know, be a promising development. As, you know, it represents another place to pick up their favorite retro games, besides online. So, you can get that old feeling of being back in, like, say if you're getting games from, like, the 360 back in the day. Like, back in, like, 2012, yeah. 13.
Oh, I'd love to go and just buy a GameCube game. Oh, that'd be amazing.
You're gonna get that, like, nostalgia feeling of being, or, like, just looking through the games and crap.
Yeah,
getting the console, like, you're going to get that feeling back, so that's awesome.
It is.
So yeah, it says here, but there's also a lot of reasonable concerns that, you know, we expect many people to have. Pricing is an obvious factor, with the retro market currently seeing a lot of retailers, both online and elsewhere, charging ridiculous amounts for older games. I don't think they're going to do that. They're not going to charge a giant amount for just games and consoles.
I hope not.
I highly doubt it. I feel like they might do, like, who knows, maybe the original prices or something.
I hope. But I don't know. The retro gaming, like, the prices are ridiculous right now, so hopefully they keep them pretty low.
I hope. Because I don't know. I kind of want to give me a GameCube.
You should. It's the best console of all time.
A few GameCubes.
Yeah, I do want to get another GameCube because I have my childhood when I have that orange one from Japan. I want to get a gray one, a DOL-001, and mod it. Well, that was a 101 anyway. The 001 is the original one that has the extra AV port on the back. So I'd rather have that version, but I'll mod it. Like I did my orange one, but I'll do a more modern mod on it.
Yeah. Playing Fortnite on the GameCube.
I don't know about that.
Imagine that.
Yeah. That'd be tough.
That would be laggy.
Oh, it's bad. You'd be lucky to get 30 frames per second.
You'd be lucky to get 10.
Yeah.
But what I got here also, however, a bigger issue on our mind is authenticity and whether GameStop will actually put you know, the time into training their staff to recognize fakes
that
have already widely circulated.
Especially like the Game Boy Advance and Game Boy Pokemon games. Those are the most pirated and reproed cartridges ever. Like, there's fakes everywhere for those. Same with the DS.
How do people do that crap?
I mean, I know how they do it, but I wouldn't do it. I might do it to make my own cartridges, but I'm not going to do it to sell to somebody. Or if I do sell to somebody, I'd tell them, hey, this is fake. You know, I reproed this. Don't think it's real. But people sell it as real, and it's, you know, it's not right.
That's messed up.
And they charge full price for it. Like, as if it is authentic.
The person wanting to get to play the actual game itself.
Yeah, like, I follow a sub on Reddit, and it's Game Verifying. And there's some people that have, like, childhood copies of Pokemon games from Game Boy Advance. So, like, the early 2000s. And they're just now finding out they're fake because people on that sub tell them, yeah, that's fake. You know, that's been fake your entire life. You've played on a fake cartridge your entire life. You've been lied to your whole life because somebody sold you a fake cartridge. Yeah.
Childhood Pokemon game is fake.
Yeah. That is, I mean, that'd be rough.
Yeah, it would. But I got here. But you know, I hope they do like train their staff to recognize that crap.
Yeah, I hope GameStop cares enough and doesn't just worry about the money. I hope they care enough to, if it is fake, they'll just turn it down. We don't want this.
They did care about their community and stuff a lot, so.
Sometimes.
It depends. I mean, unless you're returning something, then they'll give you like $4.
That's ridiculous.
Like, you can get a brand new PS5 console, you'll get like $2 out of it, I think.
Yeah, you could literally buy an Xbox Series X for $500, don't even open the box, return it, and get like $20.
Like, that's the only thing I hate about GameStop. But here, you know, this will be particularly important as these are not brand new stores, as the announcement implies, but instead existing locations that will be carry retro stock. So
right.
Just like existing GameStops, they're not making brand new stores.
Right. They're just some certain stores will carry this retro hardware and software, yeah. I guess.
It says here, but only time will tell whether, you know, this is a good thing or not. But
I think it wouldn't hurt. Like I said, there's 130 minutes from me. I mean, obviously, they didn't build a new store since they announced it, so I knew that it wasn't brand new stores. Like, they're just adding it to select stores for now. Maybe to see how it goes, and then maybe all their stores will eventually get it if it goes good.
Yeah. So that would be good if it does really good and stuff. I think it will.
I hope so.
Because there's going to be a retro section, then the modern section also.
Right, and around here, like where I'm at, that I know of, there's no place to get retro consoles, so this would be the closest place for me. It's 30 minutes, like I said, so.
Yeah.
I mean, there's that...
Arcade,
like they have old console cabinets and stuff. We need to go to when next time you come up here.
You said that the last time.
I know, you didn't remind me.
Forgot.
All right, let's move on. It's a long episode. We've only been through two topics.
That's ridiculous.
Halo Infinite dev shuts down complaints that players were banned for teabagging.
People were so soft these days.
Yeah, I thought that was a funny topic.
Man, it is, because, you know, teabagging's been the thing since first Halo. Like, it's been...
like, that's like just what you do. That's just what you do to disrespect somebody that you kill.
You're going to make them mad. They're going to get mad and try to get payback on you.
Then you teabag them again.
Yeah, exactly. But it says here, Halo Infinite will reportedly ban you if you teabag someone. Which one of the developers has called out as not a thing? This isn't real. That's stupid. Why would you get banned for that?
Yeah, so apparently, like, these players were complaining that they got, as a Twitch streamer, he got banned for teabagging, and then the developer's like, no, that's not a thing.
People get mad if you teabag. People go in a rant or something online. It's like, oh, they should ban teabag.
Why? Like, what's it actually do to hurt you besides disrespect you?
It disrespects
you. Get better at the game, and you won't get teabagged.
But, yeah. It says here, if you're unfamiliar with teabagging in video games, you're either too young to know, or you've only recently gotten into gaming. You should still know.
Definitely.
But in short, it's when you crouch up and down on top of a player when you've killed them in a game. It's been a staple of Halo games ever since the early days of online multiplayer. It says here. Though in 2024, some consider it to be a bannable offense.
It's not, though.
I know. It's, it says here, what a silly, reality, but it's one we live in. Why would it get banned for teabag? So dumb.
It is dumb.
It says here, the discourse went a step farther the other day. Someone posted on X that they just got banned on Halo for teabagging. They said, what the F? says here, fans immediately turned to the developers for answers, which one led one of the lead developers, John Juncek, I think that's what he said.
I have no idea.
It says here, yeah, that's not a thing. A 30-minute timeout is automated and only happens after quitting multiple games. He quit because he got mad and blamed it on teabag. Yeah, I'm guessing.
He probably got teabagged and then quit.
He's like, I'm tired of this game. It's getting trash. And he's quit. It says here, it's always, prefaced by a 10-minute timeout too, so that means there was likely a lot of quitting leading up to it. He kept getting teabagged and he just quit.
Probably.
It says here, so there you have it. The player got outed by the developers themselves for poor matchmaking conduct.
Not for teabag.
You can safely mock the enemy team as much as you like without worrying about a ban. You can't get banned in Halo
from or teabag. Any game.
You can't get banned from teabag. If you leave, that's another story.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. That's so dumb.
It is.
Oh. I got teabagged in the league. I'm blaming it on teabagging.
Yeah.
Gosh.
People were something else.
It's Gen Z for you.
Yeah.
Bunch of. Glad I'm a.
All right, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for watching or listening. Watch live on Kick and YouTube. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, our podcast, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, everything but Facebook. Buy our merch on Redbubble, Printify, Antique Public.
Yep.
Rylan, do you have anything?
No, not really. Just, as I said, follow our socials, yada, yada. Ashton already said everything, so I'm not going to go into that. But, because this episode's already long enough. But, thank you guys for all the support recently on this podcast. Yeah. We've grown a lot over the past like 2 weeks or so, which is crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, at the time of recording, hurry up, pull up. Super. At the time of recording, we average 14,385 downloads weekly, but it's more now. But just, that's what it says at the moment. We have a total of 444,034 total downloads. It's ridiculous. That's a lot of downloads.
It is.
But in total, we actually average, see, in the past week, we've averaged 20.1k downloads. Which is, that's, wow.
A lot of downloads.
That's our highest. That's the highest we've ever, like, gotten download-wise.
It is.
So thank you guys for that. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all.
All right. We appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Horton's. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.